You're listening to SBS News.
Bruce Pascoe is an Australian Indigenous writer from the Bunurong clan who describes himself as an ordinary Australian. He's been described as one of Australia's most influential Indigenous historians and in recent years has been suggesting that generations of Australians have been misled by their history books into the false belief that Aboriginals were merely a hunter-gatherer society. Mr. Pascoe challenges this idea in his book Dark Emu, and he told SBS News he believes this to be the biggest misconception about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture.
I think the most common is that people presume that Aboriginal people were mere hunters and gatherers and that, you know, did nothing with the land, you know, didn't grow crops, etc., etc. And that stems from, I believe, Australia's nervousness about facing the fact that the country was invaded and the land was stolen. And so, in retrospect, the country tries to say, well, Aboriginal people weren't using it, so they didn't deserve it.
Mr. Pascoe also believes more attention needs to be paid to Aboriginal experience in agriculture and how Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples cultivated the land over a period of 120,000 years. He says the fish kill in Australian river systems over summer shows that Australians should be looking at crops that use less water.
What Aboriginal people did was they concentrated on perennial plants, the plants that have really deep root systems, which enable them to access water way down in the soil, therefore become more energy efficient. They sequester carbon as a result of massive root systems, and that enables them to survive drought.
Historical events aren't the only subject of misconception and even prejudice when it comes to perceptions of Aboriginal society. There is, in some quarters, a long-standing idea that Aboriginal people are given more than non-Indigenous Australians. Mr. Pascoe says this isn't the case.
The misconceptions are that Aboriginal people get a free ride in society and all of those things. But Aboriginal people get nothing from the government except what people on their level of income would hope to receive in terms of child support and things like that. Just normal funding for the underprivileged in society is what Aboriginal people get. And that's offensive. You know, because I own land, it's presumed that I got it easy from the government. That's really hurtful.
And Mr. Pascoe says for these misconceptions to be rectified, honest conversations must be had.
To try and pretend that Aboriginal people were hopeless and therefore didn't use the land, didn't deserve the land, weren't human enough to have the land, and did nothing with it. And this is clearly wrong and clearly a prejudicial stance simply to vindicate the invasion of the land. Once we get over that, which is so clearly wrong that an eight-year-old child could put you right, then we can have a reasonable discussion.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.